Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. We're going to switch critters, Bob. We're going to leave the hog and go to the beef cow. And whether it's cow or steer, I guess we probably a steer, most of what we eat. But, you know, the beef gives us a wonderful group of ribs. I remember distinctly the first time I had a really good smoked rib. We were at the Kansas City Royal. And
American Royal
in Kansas City, rather. Thank you. And some of your friends had made, they called it brisket on a stick down there, but it was a big beef rib. And the first time I ever had one that was done correctly, and I never forget it. And it's That's difficult for me to duplicate.
It's Fred frankly. Flintstone food.
Right. It's difficult for me to duplicate, frankly. So it's probably good that we're going to talk about this.
We are being produced today by the one and only Mr. Brian Fonger, who's the madman, the wizard of the board, and going to get married one of these days, I swear. When is that, Brian?
That is next June.
Oh, man.
So we're inside of
still
a year,
forever.
Though.
Yeah, we're getting close to it.
We've
got to
save
yeah.
up for that present.
Right, right.
What does a cottage on Lake Superior cost?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So I was just thinking of you, Brian, because it's a good thing you don't turn the mic on when we're on our breaks because the conversations here get a little bit racy.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
He's a professional. He understands.
Now, Brian, you also produce some other shows during the week for Wood Radio. What's that?
Well, I take part in Big Drew and Jim on our sister sports station,
on ESPN
961. But I also do help out with Wood Radio with the morning show and Justin Barkley, all those characters.
Okay, so you're producing Big Drew and Jim.
Yes.
Great show.
Yes.
That's also on ESPN 96.1 every morning, what, 6 to 9?
No, that's three to six in the afternoon. Afternoon
Sorry.
Drive, yeah.
So beef ribs.
I obviously don't know the time of that show.
Yep, rabbit trail. Let me pull you back in here.
I love beef ribs, and you have to know your butcher if you're going to get them cut right. Otherwise, you're going to get what they call short ribs, and I didn't specify on this last cow I did, and they made them short ribs. But I basically like to have my ribs cut, beef ribs cut in full length, two or three to a section or singly, and I'll cut them up myself if there's a whole rack. But I'm going to smoke these things one rib at a time because they're big. And if your butcher cuts them right, he'll leave enough meat on them that it turns into a meal. And basically, a cow rib is pretty big. A steer rib is pretty big. So the width
it's
between
flat.
The two is going to be like 2 inches wide. And by the time you smoke that thing, it shrinks up to about an inch and a half, and it's about 10 inches long, and you get about a 3 or 4 inch bone handle on the end, and the meat all shrinks to the other end, so it's like a big drumstick or a lollipop or something. Mm-hmm. And I remember you walking around the American Royal with that, Fred Flintstone as you are, with that big pterodactyl piece in your hand.
Yeah.
And you were in hog heaven.
It was very good. Now, beef is a thicker piece of meat on the rib than the pork is.
Oh, boy, is it.
Take you a little bit longer cook this thing.
Yes, you're going to smoke that thing for at least 5 hours.
Right.
Plan on 5 hours, and then if you wrap it, and I urge you to, you're going to wrap it for 2 hours until it's almost falling off the bone.
And then again, you're at like 275, right, for a temperature during this thing.
You're just going to basically tug on one of them and say, yep, that's how I want it.
Yeah.
Or you're going to say, nope, put it back in. So now when you wrap this, it's going to be leaner than a pork rib, so you're probably going to want to have a little bit of beef broth to throw in that wrap with you. So wrapping it the right way is important, and you're going to want to wrap it in a way that the bottom side of it has two layers of foil on it. Because when you pick it up and set it down a couple times off that grate, something might puncture through that grill. And again, you're going to have juice all over your lap or your face.
Well, and that juice is important to keep it moist.
Keep it moist and keep it from burning you as you carry it away.
Right. Yeah.
So, I'm going to say 5 or 6 hours on the smoke at 275, just my magic number. Take whatever number you like. If you go over 3, 3 1/4, you're not smoking anymore. You're baking. You know, okay. You've lost your smoke on a natural smoker.
Bob, do these come in an individual bone cut? They're not in a rack, so I'm not worried about taking that membrane off the back.
I've never messed with it. There could be one, could not be. It seems like there is one, and it's always there, and I'm just fine with it.
Okay.
Because I'm gonna bake this thing. I'm gonna smoke it so long that whatever's there is gonna be kind of disintegrated. But if you don't have a smoker, you can do the same thing in your oven. You can take beef ribs. As a matter of fact, I did it this winter. I took some of them out of the freezer when my freezer went out. I managed to capture a couple of those things, and I threw them on a rack. I seasoned them up a little bit, and I threw them in the oven at, like, I think 250. I left them in for about 8 hours, and they were drop-dead gorgeous. I didn't wrap them or anything. I just pulled them off, and I covered them, and there was so much fat that it reduced that the pan was absolutely full of renderings.
Mm-hmm.
And
makes great gravy. You can catch it.
After two or 3 hours, the house smells so stinking good. It's really hard not to open the oven.
Right.
Okay. But you can do it in a smoker, on a grill. I would tell you to do it in something that has a bake chamber. And then you don't necessarily have to finish them off on a grill because they're so dark. You're not going to get any benefit from any, say, aesthetics. Right. But you do want to wrap them for a couple of hours, and you can either put sauce on them or beef broth, or you can take a barbecue sauce and water it down and use that for your broth if you want.
Right.
But you want to hydrate them one way or another.
Yeah. But, oh, man, that big, deep, rich, beefy flavor, you just can't get it anywhere else. And that's what took me when I had them prepared properly out there at the Royal. It was like, oh, my gosh, the depth of flavor that's there. And you just, you know,
you have to fuss over them.
Right.
They're not going to be easy to do your first time. And if you fail the first time, and I know you complain about yours, you just got to keep trying it because it's like brisket. It's not always necessarily textbook. You kind of have to learn what that reaction of that meat is and learn to do your next step based on the condition of that piece at the time you're checking it, you know? So there's no, it's 3 hours at 3:07. No, it doesn't work that way. Because every cut of brisket, every cut of ribs, they're all different.
Right.
They could have more fat, less fat, more membrane, smaller bones, bigger cow, smaller steer, whatever.
Right. Thicker meat, whatever it is. Right. Yeah.
Different cut. The butchers cut them all different. But if you can talk your butcher into cutting them long, and even if it's a whole rack, you can cut them into singles. You can cut them into two rib sections. But I'm going to tell you that if you have them cut with and leave them heavy on the meat, and if you have them cut full length, one rib for one person is a ton of meat.
Right.
And if you have a bunch of kids in your house, do not let them take a rib. You give them wieners.
Right. Full length and heavy on the meat, it's time for some man law.
Now you're a man! A man!
Yes, I feel like a man after that job. And I've just got a little bit of this New England IPA left. So
you've been nursing it?
Today's man law is appropriate. Nursing a beer is unacceptable unless you're recording a radio show. The bottle, can, cup should never reach lukewarm temperature with beer still in it, and mine's not. If you can't drink it in said time, don't open it. Duh! If you can't drink it in said time, your man status will be up for review.
Yeah, and you know, this is especially important this time of year because it's warmer outside. And your beer sits around, and you don't want to be that guy.
Is it warmer yet? I don't think so.
Right. Hasn't in Michigan anyway.
I sell air conditioning. I can tell you it's not warmer.
Right. Yeah, they're not blown off the rooftops yet. All right, but anyway, well, that's cool, Bob. So,
Country ribs. We'll touch on those next segment, but Korean ribs, that beef rib we were doing,
right.
Take that same piece of meat, turn it over, take your boning knife, run it up the center of that rib, and flay that rib right out of there. Pull the rib out of there.
The bone.
And pull the bone out of there, and then cut that little bit of cartilage that was wrapping that bone, cut it off, and get that piece of meat to lay out as flat as possible. Find your favorite Asian seasonings, okay? I didn't say Oriental.
No, I get it.
And throw that baby on the grill and grill it at a low temperature for about 2.5, 3 hours.
Right.
You grill that one straight up.
Wow.
Just like they do in Korea.
Right. Very good.
Make sure you get some good kimchi, too. Right.
Coming up next, it's a country rib, and we're going to sauce it Kansas City style. Stick with us.
Boy, you have to love, believe.